only 9 months ago, 270 days ago, that the Metrodome was still there, and we were talking about shutting the power down and starting the demolition. And now, 9 months later, you can see what a great picture this is becoming. And we have a game clock on the wall, 634 days left before that will be finished, and we'll be opening up, calling it our new home.
So we're erecting this structural steel. Up there's the ring beam shoring. We're shoring that up. These guys over here are just putting this together, this crane together to make one pick tonight, setting a column over here, but this steel erection will continue, and that's what we were talking about earlier. The whole building gets wrapped with structural steel that looks similar to this, but not all the same. Standing right here is the main entryway, and this will be the permanent entryway off of 4th Street right here. You'll be able to turn. We're actually going to walk down the tunnel where the truck traffic will come in and out of the new stadium. And then we'll walk down into the loading dock area. And I'm sure you all are familiar with the old loading dock from the Metrodome. This one's much larger, a lot more space. There's room for 4 satellite trucks down here. They can be unloading 3 semis over here at a time and 3 semis over there at a time. This will be the main entryway where we walk down that tunnel. You'll be able to turn and drive right out into the onto the field from right here. That crane is that 1,250-ton BMAC crane. It's the second largest crane in the world, crawler crane that has the ability to walk around in a ball. It comes from Germany. They're built in Germany. The company that owns it is from Belgium. That particular crane there has been over across the Atlantic Ocean 3 times. You'll get a true appreciation for the size of it when you walk next to it. That's the actual center line of the building where you see that pour strip. So we're about the 50-yard line. So what we, for the erection, and I think you saw it in the model, we erect that side first. Then we come over and we erect that end, which will be similar to that. And then we start erecting towards the middle, and then we do this side over here after we're done. Several of you have asked about the largest pick. That's that piece that's sitting over there. It's about 740,000 pounds. We'll be setting that mid-November, and that'll be the largest pick, and that's really what we need that large crane for. This is the lower club level on the north side. We wanted to bring you all through here because some of the stuff that you can't see right now is all the framing, the plumbing, the piping activities that are going on up here. Some of the temporary enclosure that I spoke to earlier, you will walk through there. You can see where we're putting up the poly. The important thing to know is you can't, on a building of this size, you can't wait until you get the roof completely on to start this work, or you'd never get finished. And that's why we're doing it. You know, as soon as we open up space, we have all the coordination done, and we can come in and start doing the rough-ins.